Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. October 10. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
For indeed, saith the Lord, it is the day of decision. It is the day to no longer walk circumferentially around my kingdom. But I say unto you, you must enter in through the door. You must enter in through the door, saith the Lord. And did I not say that I am that door? Decide now to follow me, saith God, and I will bring you in, and I will show you the pasture that I have for you. I will show you the land that I have for you. I will show you the peace that I have for you. I will show you all the things that you desire to see, but you must enter in through the door and decide now to do it.
Yea, saith the Lord, who is the one who listens to my voice? Who is the one who reads my word? Who is the one who is committed to serve me? Those who are my remnant, says God, my loved ones that hold me dear, my loved ones that hold my word close to their hearts. For it is those who will stand strong in the last days. It is those who will stand strong in the end times. For they have stood on solid ground and now are still standing there, even as all things begin to shake. Stand now for me and for my righteousness, saith the Lord.
I shall go before you and make a way where there never has been a way. I will make the path straight. It will become easier now, even though the battles may be greater. It will be easier. For you shall run in my strength and my power, and my anointing shall be upon you, and my words shall come out of your mouth. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall be seen by all. For as you speak forth my word, I shall do great and mighty things on your behalf. So press in, fear not, do not become discouraged, do not let down, but run, get your second wind, and run with all your might.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program, with up-to-date prophecy news behind the news. Though this is not a breaking news program, it compares interestingly Bible prophecy with today's events. I am your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, to be his watchman. Romans chapter 10 and verses 13, 14, and 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Now, the world faces a growing risk of apocalyptic conflict over the next 20 to 30 years amid unprecedented transfer of wealth and power from west to east. Michael Connell, the U.S. intelligence chief, is saying, he predicted rising demand for scarce supplies of food and fuel, strategic competition over new technologies, and the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Please listen now to a recent message I preached titled The Antichrist's Power of Deception. And stay tuned after the message for some prophecy news behind the news. End times reports like the one I just read. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The Antichrist's Power of Deception. The Antichrist will rise to power, I believe, by means of deception. And I believe that's what the Bible tells us. By the powers that are made available to him by the dragon. But how is he going to accomplish this? This is the question. Well, I think much the same way a politician is elected. Did you hear what I said? Much the same way a politician is elected. Now, I'm not specifically speaking about the presidential election, but I think it's a very good example of what could be going on or what could be happening. In the same way a politician is elected, he will promote himself and make prospective voters believe that his election will solve most of their problems. The Antichrist will be extremely successful, and the result will be that all the world will wonder after the beast, Revelation 13:3. Now, the first part of Revelation in verse 3 reads like this, "And I saw one of his heads, as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed." Did you notice that verse says one of his heads, suggesting more than one head? That head, or at least the right head, has a wound that is healed in a way that will mimic the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I can't get into that in this message. Maybe we'll do another one about that sometime. But no one in this last election had such a wound. But don't worry, Satan can fix that if he wants to. That's easy. So who is the beast? The beast is Satan's masterpiece. Like Da Vinci had his masterpieces, the beast has his satanic masterpieces. Or Satan has his satanic masterpieces. The deception that Satan uses so brilliantly to manipulate people into believing that he is the creator has been all too successful and will be even more successful in these last days. That is why the Bible refers to the devil as the god of this world and the father of lies. Satan truly is a great imitator. As believers, we are united with Jesus. We are his body and we are one. Satan tries to achieve the same unity through cooperation of the beast, the false prophet, and the use of the mark. Each serves to solidify Satan's united false world. Now let's get into Revelation a little bit. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. "And I saw one of his heads, as I said before, as it were wounded to death," verse 4, "and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Now the word head in Revelation 13:3 speaks of both men and animals, because the loss of a head destroys life, and Satan is out to destroy all life, at least as we know it. He's not going to succeed. He knows that. You know that. I know that. But it doesn't seem to matter any to him. Even in today's world, we know that the loss of one's head represents extreme and vile punishment. Gross, if you will. It's becoming more common in today's world to inflict terror by beheading. We're seeing it all the time in the news and the things that are coming out. But there are other references to the word head that apply to these last days that we live in. The head of people. The head is master or lord. The head of husband in relationship to his wife. And most importantly, the head of Christ, the Lord, as to the church. As the husband of the church, as the cornerstone of the church, as the foundation of the church. That is Satan's purpose in the Antichrist. I think to steal the foundation of the very church that God has built. Revelation 13:1. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name blasphemy." Blasphemy means reproachful speech, injurious to divine majesty. Now verse 2, Revelation 13, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority." Now, leopard, bear, and lion all speak of fierceness and of power. Both Christ and Satan are referred to as a lion, and that lion indicates great strength. Satan as a roaring, devouring lion, 1 Peter 5:8. And Christ as the delivering lion, I kind of added that word delivering, as the delivering lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5. Now continuing Revelation 13 and verse 3, And I saw one of his heads again as it was wounded, and the deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. I keep repeating that because we're about there right now in the days that we live in. As I said, we already talked about that verse, so let's go right to verse 4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, worship is really what it's all about. It started in heaven. He who is worshiped becomes God. That's what worship is all about. Worship is the worship of God, or a God in the case of an Antichrist. And that is Satan's desire since he was thrown out of heaven because he thought himself God up in heaven. Now, verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And we're into a period of time now where I think we're going to see a lot of these blasphemies starting to rise up. Rise up not only in the land, but in people's hearts and minds, and even in their spirits. These blasphemies are part of the plan that Satan has to disrupt this world and to keep this world guessing as to who is the right God. Which God is God? If he can keep them guessing at who is God, he's got them. And power was given unto him, the latter part of verse 5, to continue 42 months, or 3.5 years. Then a lot said about that. We know that there's things going on in this world, and there's opinions, and preaching, and teaching, and all these kind of things. But I would prefer right now to keep our eye on the fact that we are in a time of complete change, a last days time that's never been seen before and will never be seen again, the Bible says. See, the word continue means to perform and keep a promise, meaning God's word. We need to keep our eyes on God. We need to keep our eyes on his word. And you can't do that if you don't read it, if you don't study it, if you don't hear it. The word says very clearly, I think it's Romans 10 or somewhere 11, how can we hear without a preacher? Maybe 17, I don't remember. How can we hear without a preacher? You're listening to this program, you're listening to preachers. You're listening to teachers. Preachers and teachers and prophets that God has formed and God has shaped and God has allowed to go through a lot of turmoil in their lives to get to the point where they are. You know, that is how God forms and shapes us. He allows us. He tests us. He does this to keep us on the right track. What do you think tribulation means? It basically means a time of testing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme God's name, or his name, it says in the word, but God's name, and his tabernacle, God's tabernacle. And this last part of verse 6 is very interesting. And them that dwell in heaven. Now this is demonstrating Satan's jealousy of God, not only of God, but all those who are God's people. God has brought about a remnant that is going to, in these last days, combat or offset what Satan is doing. That's what he's called us to be, as the remnant of God. And we need to be able to stand strong. And how can you stand strong if you're not reading his word? How can you stand strong if you're not praying? How can you stand strong if you don't have a preacher? Thank God for the radio, that we can have preachers on the radio, because there aren't many in the pulpits anymore that are preaching the truth. There's very little preaching about the coming kingdom of God. And yes, salvation is important, but right now it's more important for people to understand, especially the remnant and those that are saved, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Do you know that out there in Radio Land? Do you know that the kingdom of God is at hand? Do you know that it's coming very, very soon? Verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. See, he's already made war with God and he lost. He's going to make war with God one more time, and he's going to lose that one too. He knows he's going to lose that one, so now he thinks if he can get the saints, he's got it all. And there's some truth in that. Because if he can get the saints, that's what the whole plan of God is all about, for the saints. Do you understand that, my friends? This, my friends, is a time period that is manifesting and will manifest daily now, right before your very eyes. It's happening. If you can't see it, open your eyes. Open your understanding. Try opening your Bible. That'll open your understanding. Don't just open it and leave it on the table to collect dust. Read it. Read what the Word says. It's a good time to start going through Revelation and going over and over and over. Read Matthew 24 over and over and over. Study it out, because I always call Matthew 24 the revelation of the Gospels. It's very important to read that. Verse 8, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him." Now, you see, you've got to be careful when you read Scripture. You don't just stop there. If you stop right there, you would think, well, everybody's going to worship Him. No, let's read the rest of the verse. "Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." And finally, verse 9. I love verse 9. "If any man have an ear, let him hear." So I say unto you today, are you hearing what the Spirit says unto you? These are the last days. The signs are here. They're all over. We're seeing them every day. We're seeing things happening every day. And by the time that you hear this, there's been a major sign called the 2008 election. I am preaching this just before that election happens. I have not a word from God whose God person is in that election. But I can tell you this, no one's getting elected without God's permission. Whichever one it is, God will choose that person. Now, I really do love that where it says, "Let he who have an ear, let him hear." And I pray you out there have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's us, folks. Brothers and sisters out there, saved and unsaved, I want to tell you something. The saved are the church. If you're not saved, you're not part of the church. You're part of Satan's group, that other church, that false church, the one that's not going to make it to heaven. We are the church. Together with Jesus, we can and we will stand victorious. I believe that with all my heart. 1 Peter chapter 2 says Jesus is the living stone and we are the lively stones. Have you ever noticed the difference between a saved person and an unsaved person? Easy to see. The saved person is lively and the unsaved is dead. There's not much life in them. The spiritual house contains the holy priesthood, the living stones. That scripture, just read it there in 1 Peter 2. Now, a little more of that 1 Peter 2. "If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Now, here it says gracious. In another part of scripture, it says good. The Lord is not only gracious, but He is good. And if you have tasted the Lord, my friends, you have won the battle already. Because if you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, that the Lord is gracious, you're never going to go back to that other stuff again. You're going to stay with God, like we have stayed with God. And the Antichrist, now listen to this, this is important, and the Antichrist will have no rule over you. He will rule over those who have not tasted and experienced the Lord God Almighty. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, my friends.
Watchmen Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I pray that you enjoyed that message. So now, let's get into the prophecy news behind the news that I promised you at the beginning of the program. Rise in West Nile virus linked to home foreclosure crunch. Abandoned swimming pools and thousands of repossessed homes have turned into putrid breeding grounds for mosquitoes which carry the virus, especially out in California, helping to fuel a large increase in cases of the disease, researchers are saying. A study focused on Bakersfield, among the cities hardest hit by the nation's home repossession crisis, found a surge in incidence of West Nile virus last year following a 300% increase in mortgage defaults. Although public health officials have long suggested a link between the housing crisis and the West Nile cases, the Bakersfield study is the first to examine the extent of the link to the West Nile virus diseases. Watchman comment, diseases are an end-time sign of the times. Job chapter 36, verse 18. because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. Trojan virus steals banking info. The Sinalo virus infects victims' computers without leaving any trace for the computer user to see. The details of about 500,000 online bank accounts and credit and debit cards have been stolen by a virus described as one of the most advanced pieces of crimeware ever created. The Sinalo Trojan horse has been tracked by RSA, which helps to secure networks in Fortune 500 companies. RSA said the Trojan virus has infected computers all over the planet. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31 paraphrase. There was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent because of the appointed day when he will judge the world. My. Jewish temple will complicate peace deal. King Mohammed VI of Morocco urged Israel not to press ahead with plans to build a Jewish temple in the Muslim area of East Jerusalem. Watchman comment, if the temple is rebuilt, the revealing of the Antichrist will not be far away. Matthew 24, verse 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Could it be? Could it almost be here? Continuing. MRSA, or MRSA superbug, is now a major epidemic. Health officials say a potentially deadly superbug of staph infection, commonly known as MRSA, has become a major epidemic in the United States. As MRSA spreads, it is also becoming more drug-resistant. A new study by the Center for Disease Control found about 10% of common community-acquired MRSA stains are now impervious not only to penicillin, but also to clomicin, tetracycline, Bactrim, and other antibiotics. Each year, more than 95,000 Americans are infected with methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus, or MRSA, resulting in approximately 20,000 deaths. Health experts warn the drug-resistant superbug has the potential to kill more Americans than AIDS. According to the CDC, infections with significant antimicrobial-resistant pathogens, the types formerly only seen in hospitals, now have onset in the community. Old diseases have learned new tricks. Matthew chapter 24, verses 7 through 8, paraphrase. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be pestilences, which means diseases, by the way, in diverse places. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Big Brother starting to frighten Britons. Each day, the average London resident is filmed 300 times as he or she walks their children to school, takes the train to the office, or relaxes after work at a sidewalk cafe. Britain has 4.2 million closed-circuit surveillance cameras, one for every 15 people in the country, security experts are saying. In a nation that, like the United States, worries about the potential for terrorist attacks as well as regular crime, most people are hardly bothered by the lack of privacy. But a new round of government proposals to dramatically expand surveillance and data collection and to strengthen other anti-terror measurements has some public officials warning that the government must not go too far in this city where George Orwell set the book 1984, the famous novel about the dangers of an all-seeing Big Brother government. My. The last day signs the end times. They are here. Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And all I can say to that verse is a big amen. Economic downturn expected to cost 160,000 New York jobs. More than 160,000 state residents could lose their jobs because of the economic downturn, Governor David A. Patterson and labor experts are predicting. These pink slips could help produce the biggest drop in consumer spending nationwide since World War II, and a housing slump that's worse than the Depression, the governor has said. As a result, state leaders will likely confront the largest budget deficit ever over a four-year period. Patterson, a Democrat, projected next year's deficit at $12.5 billion and said over a four-year period the shortfall would total a record $47 billion. Watchman comment, there you have what I have been telling you all along. This is not a recession. It is heading deeper into a deep depression. They're lying to you. Continuing, Australia to implement mandatory internet censorship. Australia will join China in implementing mandatory censorship of the internet under plans put forward by the federal government. The government has declared it will not let internet users opt out of the proposed national internet filter. Tough times. Congress grew 13% richer in 2007. Times are tough, but don't worry about most members of Congress making ends meet. Their collective wealth grew by 13% last year, leaving them in better shape than most Americans to make it through the economic turndown, according to a new analysis of personal financial records. Overall, nearly two of every three senators are millionaires. That includes John McCain and Barack Obama. In the House, 39% of all members belong to the exclusive club. Only 1% of all Americans are considered millionaires. Watchman comment, now do you believe me when I say the elite who run the world are not hurting? While they rip off the American people, it's all about M-O-N-E-Y, don't you know? Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. There has been a very sharp rise in HIV/AIDS in Australia. Oxford Street in Sydney, the center of Australia's gay culture, where homosexual men still account for most new cases in Australia. Rates of HIV infection in Australia have increased by almost 50% in the past 8 years, according to this report. The latest figures show that Australia now has about 10,000 cases of AIDS, while more than 27,000 people are infected with HIV. My. Watchman comment, homosex is a perversion, and HIV/AIDS is a curse from that perversion. Always you see when there's these rises in HIV/AIDS, you always see that they're from the homosexual community. The last day's signs, the end times, they certainly are here. This program airs with new programs every Monday and Wednesday, WWRB 3.185 at 11 p.m. USA Eastern Time, you calculate your time. And it also airs a complete prophecy news behind the news with no preaching a little earlier on Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, WWRB 3.185. Tune in and be blessed. Always a new program unless time constraints or a programming error, which happens sometimes, causes a repeat. If you will use my contact information to let me know in what state you are listening, I will send you a free gift. That's right, a free gift. A pocket-sized, soft-cover, 270-page book containing 1,000 Bible promises that you can use in your daily ministry at work or for visitation. Also, God has told me He has spoken to someone to send a very large gift. Could it be you? Please pray, my friend. Then write, Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. You may also call 1-607-201-5663 to record your prayer request, ask for the book, blessings, and comments. That number again, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, speaking my simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of all the earth. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until then, Maranatha, my good friends, Jesus and I love you all. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.